CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Brian Koberger, charged with fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in 2022, will plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. Benjamin Mogan, father of victim Madison Mogan, said that will keep his family from reliving the tragedy with every death row appeal that would otherwise come.
There's pros and cons to everything, but if you get a quick death sentence, and you know, you don't have to spend decades thinking about how terrible you made the world.
A big change for college sports is in effect.
For the first time, colleges and universities will be able to directly pay their athletes for using their name, image, and likeness. CBS Sports college basketball insider Gary Parrish.
Each university is going to have up to around $20 million annually, at least initially, to spend on student athletes. And they can spend that, at least in theory, any way they see fit.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Jury deliberations resume at 9 Eastern Time this morning in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs on sex trafficking and other charges. CBS News New York's Alex Garney.
Sean Diddy Combs' family and attorneys enter the courthouse seemingly in good spirits as they await his fate.
We're all good. We're all good.
The jury of 8 men and 4 women began deliberations around 11:30 Monday morning. 55-year-old Combs has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts: racketeering conspiracy, 2 counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and 2 counts of transportation for prostitution.
The Senate went right through the night and continues to vote on amendments to the big Republican domestic policy bill. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
For Democrats, that means putting messaging bills on the floor and trying to get their Republican colleagues on the other side to be on record on certain issues. For Republicans, for some Republicans at least, it includes making fixes to the bill. Some amendments are going to be targeted at Medicaid, some at tax components.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez tells us President Trump will visit a new immigration facility in Florida today.
Officials in Florida offered the Trump administration, and specifically the Department of Homeland Security, an abandoned airfield in the middle of the Everglades so it could be converted into a massive immigration detention center. And the officials in Florida are dubbing it Alligator Alcatraz.
State officials say if somebody tries to escape, they'll have to fight alligators and snakes. It has 5,000 beds in a tent city. Philadelphia's largest city workers union is on strike today. AFSCME District Council 33 represents about 9,000 workers in the sanitation, water departments, and other departments. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
A star of one of the most successful movie franchises ever may return, sort of.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
Here we go.
12 years after he died, Paul Walker could be returning to the Fast and Furious franchise. As he confirmed to Fast 11, Vin Diesel told fans in Pomona, California, his goal is
reuniting Dom and Brian O'Connor.
O'Connor was Walker's character who last appeared in 2015's Furious 7. It raises the possibility of using AI or CGI to recreate Walker's likeness. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A federal judge is now considering the rap battle and wordplay in Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us, the mega-hit diss track that caused a defamation lawsuit from fellow superstar Drake. Drake sued the record label, saying the song is slanderous. Universal Music Group says it's just rap hyperbole. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Thank you. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
My life with you. Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
baby does a hanky panky.
Yeah.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WRJN. He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Gap now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows that you've been trying, and he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be
sorry you were ever born.
Ella, Ella, my boyfriend.
Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Ella, Ella, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Ella, Ella, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start running.
Thank you.
CBS News Brief. Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to stabbing four University of Idaho students to death. Benjamin Mogan's daughter Madison among the victims.
We can actually put this behind us and not have these future dates and future things that we don't want to have to be at, that we shouldn't have to be at, that have to do with this terrible person.
Senators have now been up for two nights in a row, this time holding a votorama on amendments to what President Trump calls his big, beautiful budget bill. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
Stick with the bill we wrote. You're going to be happy to reduce the deficit and make sure people's taxes don't go up.
A note, too, from jurors to the judge on day one of deliberations at Sean Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. CBS's Alice Gaynor.
They said they were concerned that this juror cannot follow your honor's instructions. Can you speak with him?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen's